Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Where's Mashiach? The 12th of our 13 principles of Amuna requires us to eagerly anticipate Mashiach. Well, I don't think there's anyone, religious or not, who doesn't want Mashiach. So where is he? Why doesn't he come already? A lot of people are talking about coronavirus as a catalyst for Mashiach. But is there any truth in that? Let's find out. My very good friend, Rabbi Nachman Moshkovitz, who's son of my esteemed teacher, the Melitzer Rebbe of Ashdod Shlita, he showed me a letter from his great-grandfather, the Holy Shatzer Rav of London, Rabbi Sholom Moshkovitz of saintly and blessed memory. In that letter, the Shatzer Rav relates a Hasidic story where one of the big tzaddikim encountered Eliyahu Navi, Elijah the prophet, and he asked him, Holy prophet, where's Mashiach? Well, Eliyahu Navi answered the question. He says, well, who wants Mashiach? The tzaddik answered, we all do. We're begging Hashem to send him. Well, Eliyahu Navi countered, said, you think so? Come with me and we'll find out if people really want Mashiach or not. So Eliyahu Navi took the tzaddik on a tour of the countryside. They went to a nearby hamlet, what we call in Yiddish a shtetl, where they visited an inn and pub, a kretschma in Yiddish. Well, the innkeeper was a humble Jew who rented the inn from the Polish nobleman who owned and ruled the area. And he received Eliyahu Navi and the tzaddik most graciously. Eliyahu asked the innkeeper, tell me, my son, are you longing for Mashiach? Well, the innkeeper says, of course I am. Rebbe, of course I am. Eliyahu said, why? He said, well, it's been a rough winter and there haven't been many travelers passing through. I barely made enough money for bread, much less to pay the rent. I'm afraid that the poritz, the nobleman, he's going to throw me out in the cold. Well, Eliyahu and the tzaddik left the inn, and Eliyahu said, you see, the innkeeper, he doesn't want Mashiach. He wants a solution to his own financial problems. So they go around to a few more people and ask if they're looking for Mashiach, they're waiting for Mashiach, and they all said, yes, we do. Eliyahu asked why. One needed a dowry to marry off his daughter, and another needed a horse and wagon, and another one needed a good health. Well, everyone wanted Mashiach as a solution for his or own material problems, and no one wanted Mashiach for spiritual reasons. Does that remind you of us? Why do we want Mashiach? You know, there's a lot to be upset about now, with so many people severely sick and so many others unemployed. But one thing can encourage us, our emunah in Hashem and in Hashem's holy Torah. We really derive encouragement when we see the timeless truth and accuracy of what our prophets say. If we open up the book of Isaiah to chapter 26, we see what Isaiah says, what will happen before Mashiach comes. The prophet says, go, my nation, enter into your dwellings, and close your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until the time of rage is past. If there was ever a time of rage, it's right now. We're all required, even forced, to isolate ourselves at home. And there's no minyans, no praying in public, no Torah lessons. The shuls are locked up, the yeshivas are locked up, no immersing in the mikveh because the mikvehs are locked up, and no joyous Seder night or Shabbatot with the grandchildren or the grandparents, because our lives and safety all depend on this isolation. This is something unprecedented in all of Jewish history. Even at the time of the Roman occupation land of Israel and the other terrible times of our history, the Inquisition, the Holocaust, Jews made underground minyanim and there were Torah lessons and Seder nights all on the underground. But the coronavirus won't even let us do that underground because it's a life-threatening danger. So we see with the coronavirus, all of a sudden we're crying out to Hashem to enable us to return to our synagogues, to our study halls, to our chavruta, to the mikveh, to family Shabbatot and Seders together. We're begging Hashem for spiritual things and not just the money to pay for the rent or for a new car. And the days when we long for a vacation in the Catskills or a season ticket to the Mets, they're over. Hashem, by the way, the coronavirus has put us all in a situation where we're begging for spirituality, for Torah, for mitzvahs, and for the life and health to be able to fulfill them. So in that weird way, the coronavirus is actually hastening the coming of Mashiach speedily and in our days. Amen. God bless for your good health and a full and speedy recovery for all the sick. Amen.